Good morning. Good morning. The Captain's Log. Eric Myers. What's going on, buddy? Like, dude, this is a...
Brian, I love you.
So many appearances on
Brian,
the Captain's...
Brian, I love you.
All right.
Am I live?
You're
live. I look like a freaking ghost.
You do look like a ghost. It's a very bad look.
There's another one. Why does every man over the age of 65 wear these fucking Tommy Bahama shirts? It's like they're handing them out at these retirement villages with your golf carts. My dad is obsessed with Tommy Bahamas. All the old guys have Tommy Bahamas. I think it is? I think they all, like, worshipped Tom Selleck back in the day when he was Magna P.I. and he had the Hawaiian shirt and he could pull it off. But then the mustache is out of style and the fucking Hawaiian shirt is out of style. If I see one more Tommy Bahamas shirt, and I know I'm getting older because they're actually starting to look good to me.
How many do you have?
I don't have any, but my dad, he's like... When I'm out of clothes, like, do you want to wear my clothes? And it's these Tommy Bahama shirts or these jeans that are, like, they look like clown pants. I wear skinny jeans, and my dad makes fun of me, and then I'll wear his jeans. I'm a size 30 waist. He's a size 36. And they're, like, my, like, dick and balls are hanging out of the waist. And
this
he's
is
like,
a kid's show, damn it!
Oh, can I not cuss on air?
You can cuss if you have to.
I'm sorry. My wee-wee is hanging out of the pants. Sorry. And then he's like, oh, yeah, those fit great. I'm like, Dad, I could smuggle people. I could steal turkeys from Walmart.
What are you wearing his pants for? First of all, who does that?
Because I relapsed on alcohol and I lost my suitcase and I lost all my clothes. So I have like one pair of jeans from Target. So I have to wash them. So I have to wear my dad's clothes.
We have to go clothes shopping today?
I need you to buy me some clothes. But why does every old guy wear those Tommy Bahama shirts? They're hideous. But then if they wear something hip, like the skinny jeans or the thrash jeans, they look really like they're trying to pick up a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they look like.
Like Forever 21 clothing?
Yeah, and there's no Forever 38, which I'm pissed off about. Because no one wants to be 38 forever. Like, if I got bit by a vampire and had to spend eternity...
You look like it. The lighting right now looks like we got bit by vampires.
Do you want to be 38 and be going bald and have back pain for the rest of eternity? I want to be young, sexy, and hip.
What about 42 and have those symptoms? Does that count?
Forever 42. What would they sell at that store? Just like sweatpants? And like a hat to cover your fucking...
You know what's funny?
Hairline.
I have one pair of sweatpants and I literally don't ever wear them.
I have sweatpants that I wear all day long.
Wait, who's in the back? Introduce, I guess, in the
I don't
back.
Know.
He's just hanging out back there with Captain Brian Rubb.
This is Mitch Silver.
Mitch, how much did you pay to get into the show today?
I don't want to know. I let my accountant take care of that today.
Yeah, yeah. It's not cheap to sit in the back on the log.
No.
Mitch,
you know what I'm saying?
First of all, I'm a recovering alcoholic, and Captain Brian has 19 cases of vodka in the back seat.
And rum.
Yeah. What's next? We're going to go downtown.
It's the good time.
You might as well pick up homeless people and just have, like, crack and sandwiches and a locked freaking thing and not give them any.
You know what I was...
I'm about to crack those boxes open with my forehead and start
guzzling. It's a good thing you're not excited first thing in the morning.
Pull over! Get it! I'm an alcoholic, and you pick me up with 17 bottles of rum, you piece of shit. You fucking piece of shit.
It's 7:30 in the morning. People,
you're the devil. Even... Brian is the devil.
Is
tempting me with liquors.
I have to say it.
Brian, I thought you loved me, Peanuts.
I do. It's all the way in the back.
Brian, you're trying to kill me with Captain Brian's rum, gluten-free, and it's delicious. Pick it up in a store near you.
You haven't tried it. You can't try it.
It's gluten-free and it's delicious. Brian, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you a piece of shit. I had 9 Red Bulls and I'm out of my mind.
It's 7:30 in the morning.
I'm fired from the club.
You're way more excited than Pablo Francisco even. That's a problem.
I don't know what you're talking about. I love Pablo.
Me too.
Brian, I don't know. First of all, Mitch,
yes,
Silver was a huge lawyer in Orlando. He spends $10,000 to go see Tony Robbins date with bankruptcy or whatever it's called, and then date with Destiny.
That's when I had money though.
And now he's a comedian and he's driving my broke ass around.
Is that a trend? Because your other buddy was an attorney too, right, Carmen?
Carmen was not an attorney.
Oh, what is he?
Eric Lewin, my other friend Eric, was an attorney. And they all hate it.
And then they meet you and then they just turn to comedy?
No, they quit their job and they become comedians. And then, not Mitch, but people come to me for comedy lessons. And I teach comedy lessons and they're like, I hated being a lawyer. And they're making whatever, like $800,000 a year. They're like, I want to quit my job and be a comedian. I'm like, you know you're not going to make any money, right? And they're like, I don't care. And then like 3 weeks later, they're like, fuck this.
I don't have any money.
I'm like, I'm used to being poor. I made that decision when I became a comedian.
Yeah.
It's like a vow of poverty when you become a priest. It's just like, it is what it is. But if I was making tons of money and had a house, I'd be like, fuck this.
You have a clip that's got over 20 million views on Facebook. Why aren't you making money on it?
It doesn't have 20 million views.
How many does it have?
It has 1.3.
Close enough.
I don't own it. The Laugh Factory in Hollywood owns it.
But you own the rights to it, yeah? Or you signed off? Did you sign
you
off
sign
your
off.
Life?
You sign off. Well, they make the money. But it got me the exposure, which it is what it is.
Sounds like you need a lawyer.
Doug Thomas,
I need
what's
a lawyer.
Up, buddy?
Well, we're fucked now because you don't do law.
We're going to be hypnotized right now with Doug T. He's going to hypnotize us. He's on the log watching right now.
Please, hypnotize Mitch. And
we're going to 105.5 The Beat today. We're going to be on 103.9. Zito and Garrett are... Zito, my God. Zito, jeez, 96 K-Rock.
I love Zito.
Yeah, me too.
I love Zitos.
So, what time did you guys get in tonight?
We got in last night at 9.
Hi, Vicky. Yo, Doug. 9.
You ever had the GPS take you like off the main highway onto some back? I swear to God, this road, it had like fog where there was no fog. It had potholes the size of my butthole. And it was like, it looked like if the car broke down and we knocked on the door, we would become the human centipede. It was the scariest place I've ever been.
And then what'd you do? Turn around or did you pull into the hotel when you got there?
And the hotel was at the end. Freddy Krueger greeted us at the driveway.
Yeah.
First of all, what's up with the hotel? They have coffee maker in the freaking room with no lids. I've been spilling coffee on my, like, freaking crotch for the last 2 hours.
I went Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts has the best coffee. Starbucks is like... iced coffee is like...
Starbucks. They don't sponsor the show. Dunkin' all day.
There's too much caffeine in the Starbucks. Yeah. I drink an iced coffee. I feel like I just smoked meth.
And then you gotta take a crap right away.
You gotta take a crap. I mean, you can't. And then the bathroom in LA, all the bathrooms have codes to keep homeless people out. But these codes are like 11 numbers. I'm like, how many?
And they're keeping you out.
Yeah, I mean, how many unpaid customers are trying to take a shit in the Starbucks? Like, I gotta take a shit. Sir, you gotta buy a small coffee. Fuck you! I'll figure. Like, who was trying to break in here? The homeless Lex Luthor? Students from MIT? Like, the code has to be 97. What's the code? 17,000,006. Thank you. I'm gonna just shit my pants before I type this into the fucking. I got diarrhea. I'm like, what is the number? 1 and 17 zeros. But then homeless people would go in there, and they'd be in there for, like, hours, and you'd walk in there, and they literally, like, made their house in there.
Yeah, it's like a whole thing.
They have their little suitcase. They're, like, washing their balls in the sink.
Speaking of homeless, are you going to shave before the show today, or are you going full beard?
I'm growing full...
You go mountain man?
My dad told me I look good with the beard, so I grew it out, but I trimmed it. I just trimmed it.
Oh, you did?
It doesn't look scraggly.
It looks a little better trimmed. I can tell you trimmed.
I look good. I look like Wolverine.
Keep telling yourself that.
I do. Tony Robbins. I have the power of positive thinking.
So you went to the Tony Robbins lecture.
Yeah, I've been to a few of that. I drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Drank some more Kool-Aid, and I lost all my money.
And then you lost it all.
Yeah.
Nice. So that worked out well for you.
But to be, it's...
I get to be with Eric.
And now you're happy.
Look at me now.
He put me on
his vision
board.
It's all about positivity.
Look at me now. I'm holding on to 2 crates of alcohol. Damn good shit, too, so...
We're smuggling. We're bootlegging it.
We're bootlegging liquors like we dunk our forefathers. But he said it's $10,000 to go to Date with Destiny, but then for $125,000, you could be in the Platinum Club.
I never even got to meet Destiny, so...
Wait, $125,000? We're in the wrong business, bro.
No, but you...
That's... I was not in that.
Listen, Tony surprises you and takes you on trips, but then you have to pay for them.
No.
I'm like, so what is the point?
Right.
But I guess you're mingling with, like, the Queen of England or whatever.
Yeah, so you get to...
Yeah.
Really? And people do that.
Because you're around billionaires. So you're paying a stipend, a certain amount to be in that club, but you get to network with leaders and...
You could just hang out with me all day for $120.
You could just hang out with Brian.
And then you get the same response, bro.
120 bucks, Brian. I don't know, Brian. I don't. That might be a little steep.
Steep?
Steep. I'll give you ten dollars. I'll give you $10.
$10. I got you in today for free, dude.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm rambunctious.
You doubled down. Just think, I'm rambunctious. If you pay me 120 next time, that's $60 a pop, bro.
Brian, you're so crazy. But what if for $125,000, he just pockets the money and then takes you to, like, Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, and he makes you play the freaking...
Yeah.
And the then bango, the bongo
you gotta pay whack-a-mole.
Yeah, whack-a-mole.
It costs you your mortgage, and then you, like, he pockets the money and just gives you, like, $10 worth of tokens.
Did you see the dog whack-a-mole where they put the hot dog up the hole, and the dog's like, herp?
No.
He's missing it. They keep pulling the hot dog.
Brian, you can't even see my face with this lighting.
Oh, well, dude, I can't talk to the freaking camera guy, not me. I'm trying to drive.
And then you made fun of my beard.
Running the show, driving the car, and having a freaking deal with you two knuckleheads. You think it's easy?
My light is pretty good, by the way.
Yeah, you look great back there.
You look like Tom Cruise. Jeez. I look like I died on the way up. I look like I'm going to... I look like Patrick Swayze at the end of Ghost. There's some, like, heaven-like light shining. What is this? Is this
that's
a sign?
That's a filter. You ever see the filters?
What filter?
That's the filter, the sun filter.
The sun filter?
Yeah, I want to add... It adds, like, movement to the show.
I look like I'm getting melanoma from the sun ray. Look at me. You can only see half of my face. My skin is, like, translucent. Brian.
Oh, my God. So, let's get some tickets away. So, if you guys go right now to offthehookcomedy.com, use the promo code Eric, E-R-I-K.
K.
E-R-I-K, Eric. You get free tickets tonight to see Eric.
What a treat.
Yeah, to see you.
To see me.
You don't have to go because you're performing.
What am I doing tonight?
You're doing the show. You don't have to go on the website to get the free tickets, but the people
watching... You don't
got
to do nothing.
The people watching have to go. By the way, this
Carl,
is the...
Hi, Carl Remy.
This
Very
is the captain's
comment.
Log, and you guys are watching live right now, Eric Myers, and I'm Captain Brian. I do the show every day. If you like the show, check it out, share it, say hi. You could see, hey, Carl Remy, what's up, buddy?
Carl. I was with Carl last time, and he was so hilarious. He was hilarious.
Absolutely.
Following him is extremely difficult.
Car accident.
Oh, shit.
I went to high school with Carl's wife.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Holy guacamole.
We ran into each other at the improv, Palm Beach.
Oh,
wow.
And she's like, I know you. And we went to high school together. It's such a random thing. Stacy.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Stacy's so funny. That's so cool. Hi, Paul Harper. Who is this toothless hillbilly? I'm Eric Myers, you fuckface.
Yeah.
I'm not toothless. I fell down and cracked my veneers out. I need to get them replaced.
Yes. Hey, my sister's watching. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, Charlene.
Yes.
How are
you? I missed you at the Naples parade last night. And my
they had a parade in Naples?
My lovely niece, Ariana, was performing in the band.
Ooh.
And she's...
What does she do?
She's like the second in charge of the band. It's huge, huge ass band, dude. Like 300 members. Did you ever hear of such a thing?
Is it like a marching band?
Yeah,
a
marching band for high school.
Holy shit. What instrument does she play?
What does she play?
Come on, Brian. What does she play?
I don't know what she plays. She plays the...
You are the worst uncle.
One of the things you blow into, dude.
A clarinet? A flute?
Yeah, I think she plays the clarinet, maybe.
I played the clarinet in fifth grade, and I was the coolest guy in school.
Yeah, that probably went over well. I have no idea why you had trouble getting laid. My son's calling me in the middle of my live.
She plays the sax? You did this.
Yeah, well, what do you want me to do? What is it? Like this? Dun-dun-dun. Let me see your sax imitation.
You gotta play it like Clarence what's that guy from the E Street Band? That guy gets into
that shit. Oh my god,
that's
funny.
I know, Brian, I fell down when I was drunk and cracked my teeth out.
Yeah, well, let's not do that again.
I gotta get my teeth done, but it's freaking, they're $750 each.
Guys, can we please have a fund? Can we start a fund to get Eric Myers' teeth fixed?
Can you get me my teeth?
Yeah, the last time you were here, you had a tooth that was missing.
That's the same ones,
penis. Oh, jeez.
Which other teeth would be missing?
You can't put a goddamn white strip on that thing?
You're so crazy! That's what I want.
He had one tooth!
They had one motherfucking tooth! I gotta do that bit tonight.
You should do it right now. Let me hear it. Alright, let's see. This is one of my favorite jokes.
I went to the 24-hour McDonald's last night, and the woman behind the counter, no teeth! None! Her teeth said, fuck it, we're leaving. She's like, what do you want on your sandwich? I'm like, whatever you didn't touch with your hands. What was on your sandwich? Gingivitis? Where the fuck are your teeth? Give me the McDentist. Give me some, put some fries in your gums and say you're a vampire. That'd be less scary than the shit I'm looking at. What in the fuck? How do you lose all of your teeth? You can't take care of the last one. If I had one tooth, I would brush that shit morning, noon, and night. I'd have a Crest white strip on that motherfucker. You could get a job with one tooth. You could open Sprite cans at the fair. There you go. Ice cold Sprite. Tell them Ciampa sent you. You're welcome.
Oh, I like Two people are watching. I love that joke, dude. I love that joke. It makes me laugh so hard.
We had 7 viewers before I did that joke. Now we have one.
The viewers, you dropped it. What do you want at 7:30 in the morning? Who wants to wake up and freaking watch you all morning?
No one.
I know. Can you blame them?
I don't want to be...
All right, guys. Well, listen, tune in. Free tickets right now.
Free tickets.
Use the promo code at Off the Hook Comedy. E-R-I-K. Just put that in the promo code box. The first line when you get there. Don't email me or text me or send a tweet to me. How do I do the promo code? It's the first box.
Don't be twatting
when you, when you go on the message on the website, offthehookcomedy.com, and select the tickets for Eric Myers.
Please.
And then like and share the post because I just gave you free tickets, damn it. It's not like every day someone's giving you free stuff.
Buy me some teeth.
Yeah.
You cheap fucks.
He needs a tooth. It's the Captain's Log. We out.